بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا دخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الهجرة والمهاجر من هجر الخطايا والذنوب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable علماء الكرام, respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we are all well aware that we have reached the end of the first month of the Hijri year 1443. And the Hijri calendar begins with the month of Muharram, which means something that is full of sanctity, something that is full of honor. And likewise, the Hijri calendar ends with the month Dhul-Hijjah, wherein we find the Mausim, the season of Hajj, which is also an occasion of sanctity and honor. Because ulama-i-kiram explained, the entire life of a mu'min from beginning to end is full of honor and sanctity. Every action of a mu'min is full of honor. Every word that a mu'min utters is full of honor. The way a believer conducts himself is full of honor. The way a believer does his business dealings is full of honor. From birth to death, morning to evening, every aspect in the life of a believer is full of honor and sanctity. And the reason for this, my respected brothers and elders, is because a mu'min does not do any action except for the pleasure of Allah. Every decision that he makes is for the sake of Allah. Every choice that he opts for is for the sake of Allah. When a believer partakes of any food, he does so with the intention to strengthen his body to worship Allah. When a believer takes rest at night, he does so with the intention to worship Allah the following day. When a believer earns sustenance, he does so with the intention of fulfilling the command of Allah. Every action in the life of a mu'min is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every action that a mu'min undertakes is with the best interests of his deen at mind. And therefore, my respected brothers and elders, we find that in the backdrop of the recent events, with the turmoil, the instability, and the concern that each and every person has for the future, we find that the topic of discussion that has come about at many tables, and perhaps the weekend discussion is the same, perhaps the discussion in the office is the same. Some people have already made the decision, others are contemplating it. But we find the topic that is on the tip of the tongues of every person is, should I leave this country and look to move elsewhere? Perhaps some place where my wealth will be protected, some place where my wife and children will feel secure, some place where my family can take a stroll outside without worrying about their safety. Perhaps there are greener pastures overseas. And some people have already made the decision, others are in the process of doing so. But from the onset, let us understand this is not an issue of halal or haram. Each person will make a decision for himself. But as I had mentioned, the decisions that a mu'min makes are governed by the best interests of his deen. Any choice, whether it's small or big, minor or major, that a mu'min has to undertake during the course of his life in this world, should always be with the best interests of his deen at heart. What will serve my deen better? What will allow me to flourish as far as my relationship with Allah is concerned? What will secure my safety in the hereafter? This is the decision that I will make. And therefore it is very apt during the month of Muharram and at the start of the Islamic calendar that we remind ourselves when we speak about the Hijri year 1443. 1443 years after what? 1443 years after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwara, what was this event all about? When we speak about leaving our hometown, migrating overseas, so to understand or to put ourselves in the picture, Imagine a person who lived his entire life in this area. He was born down the road in the hospital. The house he is living in was built by his grandfather. The business, the shop that he is standing in was set up by his great-grandfather. His family members are all living in this area. His friends are around him. This is the area that he knows. He knows every gully, every alley. He knows the musallis of the masjid. He has no friends elsewhere. He has no associates elsewhere. And the command is given to him now, leave everything. Give up whatever you have and move. Move to where? To understand the dilemma facing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. 10 years in Makkatul Mukarrama of persecution. 10 years of suffering at the hands of the Quraysh. Today, the world speaks about human rights and the violation of human rights. People are calling for freedom of speech, freedom to do what I want, freedom to dress how I want, freedom to enjoy safety and security. The greatest violation of human rights took place in Makkatul Mukarrama, where those mustada'afin, those sahaba radiallahu anhum who were ill-equipped, few in number, they had no backing, they had no support. When they were robbed and stripped of every human right possible, they were not allowed to walk in the streets without being tormented. They were not allowed to shop in the bazaar without being persecuted. And after giving up everything that they could possibly give, for the sake of the deen of Allah, now the command is given, make the ultimate sacrifice. Now give up what? Understand what it was to give up life in Makkah Mukarrama. As I said, put ourselves in the picture, I want to leave my hometown. But leaving Makkatul Mukarrama was not leaving an ordinary hometown. The honor that the people of Makkah Mukarrama, what they would boast about, that my family for generations have been feeding the Hujjaj when they come for Hajj. And my grandfather is the one who gives water, zamzam water to the Hujjaj when they come. Or my family has the key of the Kaaba, we are the custodians of the Haram. Now give this up also. And migrate to where? Generally, when a person leaves a city and goes elsewhere, then he does so either because the business opportunities are better, or he does so that he can be closer to some family of his. There is always the bright side, there is always some advantages of moving. But where were these Sahaba radiallahu anhum going to? Madinatul Munawwara, they had no family. Madinatul Munawwara, they had no friends. As far as business was concerned, the people of Makkah were businessmen by trade. The profession of choice in Madina Munawwara was farming. So no business know-how also. Moving to a place where you have no friends, you have no family, you have no support, you don't know if you will be able to earn a living. But what was the purpose of this hijrat? What was the purpose of the migration? Why were they required to give up everything? The hadith, that is the first hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and every muhaddith, every scholar of hadith began his book with this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Every action of a believer will be based on his intention. In other words, whatever intention he makes, he will get the benefit of that. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This chosen group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what was the goal that they had in mind? What was the catalyst behind their move? Why did they leave Makkah Mukarrama? It was only and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen. This was the catalyst. This was the reason. That now I will be able to practice the deen of Allah openly. Now there will be no hindrance when I wish to perform my salah. Now there will be no prevention when I wish to discharge the commands of Allah. The hijrat, the migration, was for this reason. Respected brothers and elders, this has been mentioned by many visiting scholars to our country. People who have traveled the world, when they come to South Africa, the comment that they make, the Muslim community in South Africa enjoys such freedom of deen that perhaps even Islamic countries do not enjoy. The number of huffaz, and we learned this last year during the lockdown, where virtually every second house had a taraweeh khatam taking place. The number of madaris, the number of ulama, the number of masajid. If a person drives through the Overport to Asheville area at any given time, he'll hear 3 or 4 azans. The freedom for practicing the deen of Allah in this country is something that perhaps cannot be found elsewhere in the world. So the question, my respected brothers and elders, is, if a person wants to leave, what is he leaving for? Of course, on one hand, every person is fearful. Every person is concerned and worried about his safety and security. This is a natural dictate. This is a natural emotion that will come upon every human being. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam also felt the emotion of fear. And there are various incidents in the Quran Sharif where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became fearful. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became fearful. But what was the response? As I mentioned earlier, the life of a mu'min is unique. The way he thinks is unique. The decisions he makes are unique. Let us understand, my respected brothers and elders, that every situation that comes upon the ummah, whether it is good, whether it is bad, whether it is beneficial, whether it is harmful, every condition that will befall the ummah is a direct consequence of our actions. If a person does not give up the evil habits that he has within his life, if he does not bring his life onto the commands of Allah, if he does not give up the disobedience of Allah, then no matter where he is in the world, Allah's whip encompasses the entire world. Allah's taqdeer is something that nobody can flee from. Safety and security is in the hands of Allah. Protection is in the hands of Allah. Our effort has to be the effort on our deen. How do I secure my safety on the day of Qiyamah? How do I secure my security on the day of Qiyamah? What will keep me safe on that day? Where will my armed response be on that day? In this world, if a person has, his house has an alarm system, he has burglar guards, he has electric fencing, he has an armed guard standing at his gate, still he is not guaranteed. Still it does not guarantee his protection. How many incidents have occurred? But on the day of Qiyamah, that person who will be connected to the armed response of Allah, in other words, his good deeds will have established that connection for him. He already made that taluk and link during the life of this world. Then when he will press on that panic button, he can rest assured that the armed response will come to save him and secure him. This is the effort that you and I have to make, my respected brothers and elders. And therefore, every year at the turn of the calendar, when the incident of Hijrat is spoken about, a warning, or rather a reminder, is given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that perhaps a time may not come in your life where you will have to give up your home. Perhaps you will never have to leave the town that you grew up in. But that a time will come in the life of every single individual when he will have to make a decision to migrate from a life of disobedience. He will have to make a decision to give up the evil habits that have crept into his life. He will have to make a decision to migrate to the pleasure of Allah, to bring his life onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He may not have to move to Madinah Munawwara, but he will have to move his life onto the model of Madinah Munawwara. He will have to bring his life in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-muhajiru man hajara al-khataya wal-dhunub. Who is the true emigrant? Who is that person who has truly given up something for the sake of Allah? Not that person who has left his home, or left his business, or left his family. But that person who will give up evil. That person who will give up a life of disobedience. He will make that decision. Just as that chosen group who became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. On the back of their sacrifice, on the back of them giving up everything for the sake of Allah, so that today 1400 years later their names are being spoken. 1400 years later we now know that they are guaranteed their place in Jannah. If we want to secure our place, we will also have to make this hijrat. We will also have to give up for the sake of Allah. The incident is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, and we will end on this. When Musa and Khadir alayhim as-salatu was-salam were traveling, they came across a town and they asked the people to host them. But the people of that town were very miserly. They refused to give them anything to eat or drink. They didn't allow them to spend the night. And Musa and Khadir alayhi salatu wassalam now are leaving this town. And on the outskirts of the town, they come across a wall that is about to fall down. Khadir alayhi salam goes and fixes this wall. And when he does so, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is surprised. He says, but these people, qawmun, they did not host us. They did not give us any food to drink, food to eat, water to drink. And now you are repairing a wall for them. You could have charged a fee. You could have taken something for it. So Khadir alayhi salatu wassalam explains to him, أَمَّا الْجِدَارِ فَكَانَ لِي غُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, that this wall belonged to two orphan children in the city. And there was some treasure, some wealth that was buried underneath this wall. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and one of their ascendants was a righteous man. He had made his link and his connection with Allah. So Allah's command was for me to come and fix this wall to protect the wealth of these children. Mufassirin have written that 7 generations up, their great, 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 great grandfather was a pious man. Allah sends 2 anbiya to protect their wealth. Respected brothers and elders, if we want to secure our protection, if we want to secure the protection of our children, if we want to secure the protection of our property, there is only one solution, that is to establish our connection with Allah. Perhaps I may secure my own life if I migrate and move elsewhere. But there is no guarantee my children will be protected. There is no guarantee my property will be protected. There is no guarantee my progenies will be protected. The only solution is to come onto the deen of Allah. To come onto the commands of Allah. To migrate from a life of disobedience and sin. And to come into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.